Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
Ambassador André Correa do Lago, president of COP30, underscored the importance of parliamentary engagement in climate discussions during his remarks at the second parliamentary summit on climate change and just transition of Latin America and the Caribbean, held at the National Congress in Brasília. In his address, Correa do Lago stressed that a just transition and climate adaptation will be core themes of the upcoming United Nations Climate Change Conference in Belém. Here argued that climate action should be seen not as a barrier, but as an opportunity for development.
This agenda must always be tied to development, to growth, to job creation, and to improving people's lives.
The ambassador outlined the Brazilian government's key priorities for COP30 and emphasized the need for climate-related decisions to be understood by the general public, the private sector, and local governments, given the direct impact.
Porque o multilateralismo é a democracia internacional.
Multilateralism is international democracy. That is President Lula's top priority. And as he often emphasizes, we must extend the scope of climate solutions far beyond COP negotiations themselves.
Muito além da própria negociação da COP.
Correa do Lago also highlighted the innovative structure of COP30, which will feature an action agenda running parallel to the official negotiations.
A agenda de ação que nós estamos propondo é muito densa.
The action agenda we're proposing is extremely robust and will include more than 350 meetings. This agenda brings subnational governments, the private sector, and civil society to the COP. These discussions will demonstrate that we already have countless responses and solutions to many of the challenges we face.
Soluções para vários dos desafios que nós temos que enfrentar.
During the summit, Brazilian Senator Jacques Wagner and Colombian official Javier Medina Vasquez, Deputy Executive Secretary of the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, echoed the ambassador's message on the role of parliaments in shaping climate policy. Wagner noted that although Latin America and the Caribbean are among the regions most affected by climate change, they are also home to key solutions.
America Latina e o Caribe.
He said, Latin America and the Caribbean hold 60% of the planet's biodiversity and forests essential to global climate regulation.
Climática global.
Javier Medina Vasquez praised Brazil and the region for their leadership in multilateral climate diplomacy.
A partir de la visión y el liderazgo de Brasil,
the Latin American Caribbean Parliamentary Observatory on Climate Change and Just Transition symbolizes the leadership role that Brazil and the region have played in shaping and advancing the multilateral climate agenda.
De la agenda climática multilateral.
The summit was organized by the Parliamentary Observatory in partnership with the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean.
With information from COP30, Henrique Villamil, Laura Frederico, Nicolas Verli, Paula Godoy, and Rebecca Rodrigues.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.